Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Finally on the program tonight, markets and company news. I'm talking to Fahima Adia, Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments. Fahima, good evening to you and welcome. Let's start with a broad market overview. It is pushing higher today, which is good news. Bit of interest in platinum shares, but Sasol down almost 4%, continuing to feel the pain.
Good evening, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. Yes, it looks like we're getting off to a good start today on the JSE, up almost 1%. And I think that's just, mainly driven by the better performance that we've seen today in the likes of those platinum stocks and just some general recovery. There was a bit of a sell-off in platinum yesterday. We saw a few of those platinum counters a bit lower. Just on the back of, I think, volatility in the PGM pricing. So just some recovery there. Of course, I think PGMs have just been very volatile up to date. So we will see if that lasts. But looking at Sasol, we're seeing further weakness there. Of course, Sasol is still struggling, you know, due to the issues with the weaker chemical pricing, and also the oil price is having an impact on Sasol. So there are also concerns now with Trump looking to drill more in the U.S. and the policies that he will be rolling out there might bring more oil into the market, and I think that could be a headwind for Sasol. So that's perhaps what the market's looking at today.
Fahima, let's look at the inflation basket. Every once in a while, I think to reflect modern spending habits, it changes periodically. And it always makes for fascinating reading. So adding to the, or being added to the basket now, rosé wine, snuff and e-cigarette refills, and they're removing frozen potato chips and condensed milk. Again, as I say, all to better reflect the nation's fast-changing shopping habits. But this also gives a really good indication of how consumers are thinking.
Yes, definitely. So it looks like Stats SA has made these changes to just improve the alignment between the CPI and the national accounts on the household consumption expenditure side. So this, of course, shows that vaping has become very popular as an alternative to cigarette over the past few years. And I guess South Africans are just more interested in buying wine than frozen potato chips these days. Other changes I've noted include a slight drop in the contribution from transport and also housing, while the weighting for food and non-alcoholic beverages actually increased slightly.
That basket overall, of course, takes effect after tomorrow's meeting of the central bank. It's expected to cut the benchmark rate by a quarter percentage point. It'll be 7.5%. We're expecting that policy decision around about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And already the market has factored in a 25 BPS cut. Do you think it might go a little higher?
So I think it's quite likely it will be 25 basis points. Like you said, the meeting will go ahead tomorrow. And usually the Reserve Bank errs on the side of caution, even though we've been seeing a steady decline in inflation over the past year. It will probably take a more conservative approach and go ahead with a 25 basis point cut.
Let's turn our attention beyond South Africa's borders now. And I'm sure that, like many, you've been watching the impact of DeepSeek, both on the US and global markets, and some of the sell-off or some of the value loss, particularly with a share like NVIDIA, has been nothing short of sensational.
Yes, it's been a very volatile time in the US. So on Monday, we saw that massive big tech sell-off. NVIDIA was down almost 17%, NASDAQ down 3%. I think it was just a huge overreaction. We have seen the tech stocks recover somewhat from that. And this was all just driven by the concerns around DeepSeek, which is basically just a more advanced AI model that was developed in China. And the concern there is that it was developed in a very short period of time and at a very low cost in comparison to what the US tech companies are spending to advance their own AI. So if we look at the likes of NVIDIA and Microsoft, they've earmarked massive amounts of CapEx in comparison for their AI development purposes. I think it's still quite early to say. There are concerns in terms of the competitiveness, but I do think that could be overdone. And it will probably just be beneficial, I think, for the tech sector as a whole. Won't necessarily mean that other companies like NVIDIA will be at a huge threat in the long term.
I'm just looking at Absa share price today, up by 0.23%, 188 Rand and a little bit of change. And all of this as Citigroup, the big U.S. financial institution, is taking a bet on its turnaround and strategy reset, and it's increased its stake in the lender.
Yeah, so I think it is a mark of confidence there. I do think Absa has potential for a turnaround if it can get its strategy right. The biggest issue there has been the constant leadership changes. They can't seem to hold on to a CEO, unfortunately. And there have been a couple of mistakes in the strategy. Therefore, they've lagged behind their banking peers like the likes of First Rand, Standard Bank, and even Nedbank. So it does definitely look undervalued at these levels. But the question is, can they improve on their return on equity and get a leader that can last in the long term? And if they can do that, I think it will be positive for the share price, and there probably will be some upside.
And that's the one thing that any institutional investor wants, as well as clients, I guess, is a degree of long-term stability, which, as you rightly point out, has not been evident.
Yes, exactly. You know, we've seen several CEOs just come and go over the years. They can't seem to agree on strategy with the board. But I do believe they have a new management team in place, and the market seems to be happy with that. So let's hope it will be positive from here forward.
And Fahima, finally tonight, there were trading updates from Checkers and Woolworths last night, but it's astonishing to see how this Checkers 60-60 service is surging. The take-up increasing 50% in the past 6 months, and there is no doubt that it has now cemented its dominant position in that online food delivery services market, which, as we know, is becoming a lot more robust.
Yes, exactly. It's been doing exceptionally well. And it looks like they've also managed to purchase that remaining 50% of the online delivery business from its partner, which just further strengthens its position in that e-commerce business. And just looking at the app, it's one of the leading online grocery apps in the country. It's got almost 2.3 million downloads, which is quite significant. So I think this is really helping also to just grow the bottom line for ShopRite and its revenue.
And we'll talk to you again next week. Fahima Adia, thank you very much indeed. Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.
And that's where we're going to leave Hot 1027 Business with MoneyWeb for this evening. Back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Good night. Thank you for listening and stay invested.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.